Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark at 94.9 The River with Ken Bass and Deb Corson and Mayor Dave Beter, the city of Boise, in studio with us now. How you doing, Mayor?
Good morning. Doing fine, thanks.
You got a lot of stuff going on.
Lots going on.
Such as?
Well, we wanted to give shouts out to a whole bunch of folks and some love to the Blue Valley neighborhood. We were able to, swap city land. Industrial property for the property that located right next to them where a trucking operation was going to go.
And, yeah, and they weren't too sure about what that would do for quality of life, right?
About that.
Yeah, well, you know, and they said so, which is important because if you don't speak up.
Well, it's true. We spent about 7 months working on this deal, and then their application was processed at the same time, and it. Sometimes things work out just right.
Yeah, they do work out, and it takes a while. It's not immediate, so that was great news.
Very similar pieces of property, but a really good result.
So. Oh, good. And any other things in the works right now?
Well, pretty big deal. A goal of all renewable energy citywide by 2035.
You bumped it up.
We did. It is qualified. That it's affordable and accessible. Affordability is a really important piece.
Right.
But things are moving quite quickly. Idaho Power has said 2045 in their service area, which made international news. We expect our own operations to be all renewable by 2030, city of Boise government.
Which so kind of seems like a long way away, but it's not relatively.
No,
we're talking 10 years.
But we did our homework and feel confident with those. They're pretty lofty goals, but we expect to make them. And our increasingly businesses are asking for clean energy. Mm-hmm. You know, people obviously get it, and we had a good crowd. People were real pleased. So we'll go about working hard on that. Today is Arbor Day.
Yeah,
pretty big deal for the city of trees.
Yeah, you're going to be planting one, I think.
We're going to be planting one at 10 o'clock. We'll be at the State House. It's always a great day, but we are also, I think, it's our 40th year
for
Tree City USA.
Yeah,
you don't want to be the mayor that blew that one.
No.
So thankfully, we got another year. Another year of that. So a couple other good things too. The Franklin and Orchard site, the old Franklin School site, city was able to acquire it. The Maverick gas stations had purchased it. They kind of changed their business plan, and we were able to acquire it. We want some neighborhood commercial and residential, and the neighborhood association folks are real pleased. Mm-hmm. Park right next door. So
yeah, there's already that amenity there.
It
so
is.
Well, it's been vacant.
Housing would be great. Good.
The school's been down and it's been vacant
it
for how many years now? 10?
God, that's a good question.
15?
I think it's around 10.
Yeah. Something like that. So we're real pleased to working with the neighbors for again a compatible use, but one that that really adds to things. Finally, dedicated a new renovated fire station on the airport. Which is just hugely important. Very specialized training, high levels of expertise there.
And 24/7.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. These are the folks we don't want to have to deploy.
Yeah.
But they're really amazing. And it's a great new facility. We work really well with the National Guard out there, too. We have one of the great airports. I'm a little biased, of course, but coming back to Boise is one thing, but that airport is always just a relief to get to.
Yes, yes.
And people tell me that all the time, about 350 takeoffs and landings every day and going up. So we're real pleased. And a shout out to the firefighters out there.
Very good. Okay.
Great. Happy Arbor Day to
Happy
you.
Happy Arbor
you
Day.
You too.
Go plant a tree.
Go plant a tree.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next month.
Okay. You will. Okay.
Serta. A name in mattresses you've come to know and